Section 1. Before you drive. Preparation. Your vehicle must have no defective or missing equipment. The following equipment must be in working order. Black small square brakes. Black small square speedometer. Black small square turn signals. Black small square windshield, intact. Black small square horn. Black small square tires in good condition. Black small square seat belts. Black small square driver and front passenger side windows. Black small square emergency flashers. Prior to starting your vehicle, adjust your seat, steering wheel, rear view and outside mirrors. Before putting the vehicle in motion, check your turn signals and brakes to ensure they are in working order. Tire safety. Arizona's seasonal extreme driving conditions make tire maintenance very important. Many tire professionals offer free inspections. This is the best way to ensure your tires can handle the intense summer heat, the summer monsoon storms, and winter snow and ice in the high country. There are some basic checks that you can do yourself. Tire pressure. Find the recommended PSI, pounds per square inch, for your vehicle, typically on the door jamb. Use a tire pressure gauge to check the reading and either add air or let it out as needed. Tread depth. You can check for wear by using the penny test. Select a point in your tire where the tread appears to be lowest and place Abraham Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. Part of Lincoln's head should be covered by the tread. If not, it may be time to replace your tires. Arizona's safety belt law, Buckle Up Arizona. Each front seat occupant of a motor vehicle per federal and state motor vehicle safety standards must either black small square have the lap and shoulder belt properly adjusted and fastened while the vehicle is in motion, or black small square if only a lap belt is installed where the occupant is sitting, the lap belt must be properly adjusted and fastened while the vehicle is in motion. The operator of a motor vehicle must require all passengers under the age of 16 years to buckle up. A combination lap, shoulder belt greatly reduces your chances of being seriously injured in a motor vehicle crash. The lap belt prevents ejection and protects your lower body. The shoulder belt keeps your head and chest from striking the dashboard or windshield. In vehicles with automatic shoulder belts and manual lap belts, it is extremely important to buckle the lap belt. Child car seat safety information, buckle up children. Seat belts are not designed for children. Arizona law requires that a person shall not operate a motor vehicle on the highways in this state when transporting a child who is under 5 years of age unless that child is properly secured in a child restraint system. Additionally, children between 5 and 8 years of age are required to be in a child restraint system until they are a minimum of 4 feet, 9 inches tall. If you see an unrestrained child in a moving vehicle, please call 1-800-505 BABY with the vehicle plate number, city, and location of the child in the vehicle. Drivers transporting more than one child under 8 years of age must secure as many children in child restraint systems as reasonable given the size of the passenger area and number of passengers being transported. Child restraint systems must meet U.S. Department of Transportation safety standards and must be used by following manufacturers and automobile manufacturers' instructions. Airbags can save lives and prevent serious injuries, but they are unsafe for children under 12 years of age. Children age 12 years and under should never ride in the front seat of a car. If a child must ride in the front seat of a car, please turn the front passenger side airbag off. Most newer vehicles are equipped with an on-off switch. Governor's Office of Highway Safety. For more information on safety issues, contact the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. In Phoenix, call 602.255.3216, statewide call toll-free 1-877-355-3216, or online at asgos.gov. Travel Information Service. With a rapidly growing transportation system, travelers need current travel information fast. Dial 511 anytime, day or night for up-to-minute reports about black small square traffic conditions and road closures. Black small square transit. Black small square airports. Black small square tourism. Black Small Square Metro Region Quick Reports. Black Small Square Construction and Work Zones. Dial 511 and press the star key, asterisk, to activate the system's touch tone mode and you will be guided through the available features. You may also use the voice-activated prompts. When using voice activation, please listen to the entire introduction and reduce background noise. In addition, travel information is available via the internet at as511.com. 511 and as511.com are provided as free services by the Arizona Department of Transportation. Check the vehicle. How safely you can drive also depends on the vehicle you are driving. It is the responsibility of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A vehicle that is unsafe costs more to operate than one that is maintained. A vehicle in good condition can give you an extra safety margin when you need it. Your vehicle may be required to have an emission inspection at an authorized inspection station. If the vehicle does not pass, you will be given 30 days to have the problem fixed and have a follow-up emission test recheck. Follow your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. Some maintenance you can do yourself and some must be done by a qualified technician. A few simple checks will help prevent trouble on the road. All truck and trailers. Secure and cover loads. According to Arizona law, a person shall not drive or move a vehicle on a highway unless the vehicle is constructed or loaded in a manner to prevent any of its load from dropping, sifting, leaking or otherwise escaping from the vehicle. ARS 28-1098, A. Required equipment for motor vehicles. Brakes. Every motor vehicle must have brakes in good working condition. Cars and trucks must have both a foot brake and a parking brake. Each set of brakes must apply to at least two wheels. A motorcycle must have at least one brake that may be applied by hand or foot. Trailers of 3,000 pounds or more gross weight must be equipped with separate brakes. Safety belts. Each front seat occupant of a motor vehicle manufactured after 1972 must have the seat belt properly fastened and adjusted while the vehicle is in motion. Child safety seats. A child less than 8 years old must be properly secured in a child passenger restraint system while being transported in a vehicle in this state. Head restraints. Seat back head restraints are designed to reduce the chance of whiplash injury in rear-end crashes. If they are adjustable, they should be positioned to fit against the back of your head and to line up with the middle of the ear. Muffler. Every motor vehicle must have a muffler in good working condition and in constant operation to prevent excessive pollution or unusual noise. It is against the law to use a muffler cutout, bypass or similar device. Air pollution control. Motor vehicles of 1967 model year and newer must be equipped with an exhaust emission system to help reduce air pollution. Also, the engine of every motor vehicle must be equipped to prevent the escape of excessive fumes and smoke. Windows and windshields. Vehicles must have a windshield, without cracks, and windshield wipers that are in good working condition. Sunscreening tint materials and windows and windshields are legal only within certain limits. Owners should make sure that the manufacturer or installer of the material complies with Arizona law. Rearview mirrors. Every vehicle that is made or loaded so that the driver's view to the rear is blocked must have at least one outside driver's side mirror that shows the view of the highway for at least 200 feet to the rear. Horns and warning devices. A working horn that can be heard for 200 feet is required on your vehicle. Emergency vehicles may have a siren, whistle or bell. Red lights and flashers. Flashing red warning lights are prohibited on the front of the vehicle, even those vehicles that are disabled, except on authorized emergency vehicles, school buses and snow removal equipment. Hazard warning signal lights, emergency flashers, should be activated whenever your vehicle is stopped on the roadway or shoulder of the road.